This is The Real Change from the Redwood Gospel Mission. Now, here's your host, Redwood Gospel Mission's Jeff Gilman.
Welcome to Real Change with Redwood Gospel Missions. I am Jeff Gilman, Executive Director of Redwood Gospel Missions. And each time we put on this podcast, we love to feature stories of real change, people who have experienced transformation. And I have back in studio with me somebody who was on our last broadcast, and her name is Malika Sims. And she is a dear friend and somebody who has experienced radical transformation through God's work in her life at Redwood Gospel Mission when she was at our Rose Women and Children Shelter and then later at our Mana Home long-term program for women with life-controlling issues. And so, Malika, welcome back to the studio and to Real Change.
Thank you for having me again. I'm so, again, just honored to be sitting at this table with you.
So for people who haven't had a chance to hear your story, just kind of give a little recap of what you shared the last time with us about your life and your story and what happened with you.
So I went through a big loss with my grandmother who raised me. She was like a mother to me, and it really broke me. It broke me, but I realized that her death brought me new life, because it was her death that pushed me into recovery and healing. Even though I went through the addiction first, God always changes everything for the good. So yes, I ended up losing everything, relationships, house, material things, you know. And he brought me to Sonoma County at the front door of Redwood Gospel Mission. And that is where my life started changing. That's where God met me. And he began doing a radical change within my heart and within me. And they definitely used Redwood Gospel Mission was the vessel that God used to do that change.
And through that, a lot of relationships were developed, and you have really just everything was new, right? Kind of yeah. New identity, new hope, new direction, new freedom. That was how many years ago was that?
That was 7 years ago.
7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's a marvelous thing. And what are you doing now? What work are you involved in?
I am an eligibility specialist too with Sonoma County, and I help people with eligibility for food stamps and Medi-Cal.
Wow.
And so that's my job title. I just started my own podcast too. Okay. And so that is also something I'm doing. And I'm still in the church and still come back to visit my Redwood Gospel family.
Awesome. And you've sponsored a couple of ladies that have gone through our own Mana Home recovery program right?
Yes, I have. I sponsored a few ladies coming out of there. I'm still friends with some of them, and that's good too. I keep those friendships. I sometimes come and work at the family campus, and I'm able to talk to the women that are in there now and just share a little bit of my testimony and give them some encouragement too. For them to see somebody who actually has went through what they're doing, and I'm on the other side now.
So the death of your grandmother, a traumatic loss for you, as it was you who discovered your grandmother as she had passed away, and it caused your life to spiral. But she wasn't the only relationship in your life at that time.
Yes, my son. I speak about my son a lot, who's just turned 26.
Wow.
But at the time he was 17, almost 18. And you know, I was the only constant person in his life. I broke that. I abandoned him. Even though he was older, I abandoned him, and he didn't take it well. So our relationship was strained for a very long time. And that was another part of my breaking, you know, because that was my only, it was just me and him. And so
what has happened to that relationship?
Oh, God has taken us through a lot, but healing, you know, it was shortly some months ago. God told me to pull back and just mm-hmm. allow him to work on my son's heart for mm-hmm. a while. And it was hard, but I did. And I'm so glad I did, because when we started talking again, which was Thanksgiving, our relationship has been just a 360. You can see the change in his heart. Of course, I did healing too and work through my issues, but we're back to just that friendship, but a level of respect that had been gone from what I had went through, what I had put him through. And so I just had surgery, and I told you, and he has been there every single day since I got out of there to help me. He even took me to church on Easter because I couldn't drive, so he drove me to church, and that was a way of me getting him to church. But you know, it's been wonderful.
So church that I don't know, Easter might have been kind of a big thing with your
Easter
church.
Easter at the fairgrounds.
Wow, Easter at the fairgrounds. Yeah. So you just had a few thousand people that joined you for Easter services at the Promise Center at the fairgrounds.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's amazing. But you know, a lot of people that we saw got baptized had got invited to last year's Easter at the fairground.
Wow.
And had a change. God met them in that moment, because a lot of people don't feel comfortable sometimes coming to church. Mm-hmm. But when it's at the fairgrounds, it's like you're still at church, though. Yeah. You know, God's still planting seeds.
So did you and your son have a chance to reflect on the Easter service, or on what he experienced at that time?
When I ask him about... He's like, it was good. That's all I can get from him.
So. Yeah, it's a 20-something-year-old. That's what happens. That's the extent of their conversations, yeah. Right? It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is encouraging. It just relationships are so important. And in your work as an eligibility worker, my friend Chris used to say of people that came to the mission, nobody comes to the mission on a winning streak.
Right.
But that's also sort of what's going on in your world as well. Nobody's coming and signing up for benefits on a winning streak, right?
Right.
And so you're dealing with people who are really, there may be struggles beyond just a financial need.
Yes.
How have your experiences informed how you do your work as an eligibility worker?
So it's actually full circle for me, because being a single mother, I raised my son on a lot of the services, Medi-Cal, food stamps, welfare to work. Those are what helped me raise my son as a single parent. And so to now be on the other side of the table and be able to talk to the men and women and the families that come, I know the resources. I use them. So I'm able to tell them about other resources, give them hope, courage. I've shared my testimony to some of the women there. I've had people call that are actually in the program and stuff, like, oh, you're Malika. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. So it's been a blessing, because I understand what they're going through, and I can encourage them, because I know, like, you don't really look at your worker as someone that has ever went through anything. You're looking at them and you think that they're, you know, their life has always been good. And so I'm able to encourage a lot of the men and women that come, you know, that I talk to on the phone, and that I help. I'm able to have compassion, grace, you know, because some of them call and they're angry, which is, you know, expected. You know, I've been there. So a lot of the times they call and they're in this grumpy mood, and by the end of the conversation they're just like, thank you so much. And you know, it shifts. God kind of shifts the whole thing. So it's really a blessing to be sitting on the other side of the table in that position now to help people.
Wow, that's wonderful. And how long have you worked at the county at this point?
2 years.
So where did you start? Have you changed your role at all at the county?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. That's one thing about the county. There is a lot of room for growth in different departments. But no, I started off as eligibility one, which came with a lot of training. Mm-hmm. And then I got bumped up to two once I passed my year.
Okay.
And so that's where I'm at now. And the people are wonderful. I know there was a lot of people that were like, oh, you know, you're leaving Redwood Gospel Mission, you know, God's not going to the county. And I'm like, no, God's with you. God's coming.
Yeah. In fact, he probably was there first.
He opened the door for me to get in there. So I knew once I passed the initial test that it was God that had opened that door. And so we know what door God opens, no man can shut. So
that's a fact. So it is a delight for me personally that you are there, that you are shining that light to people in need, because we all need to be shining that light wherever we go. And you are an example of real change, and that is what this program is about. That's what Redwood Gospel Missions is about. Yeah. And that's what so many people need to experience in life. And so we're going to go to break, but I would like to let everyone know that this is Real Change with Redwood Gospel Missions here on KSRO, and we will be back right after this.
You've been listening to The Real Change with Jeff Gilman of the Redwood Gospel Mission. This is The Real Change from the Redwood Gospel Mission. Now, here's your host, Redwood Gospel Mission's Jeff Gilman.
Welcome back to Real Change with Redwood Gospel Missions. And again, I'm in the studio with my friend Malika, who just shared her story of healing, of transformation, of freedom from homelessness and addiction, and somebody who really experienced real change, and how that healed her relationship with her son, with whom she was estranged, and then also informed her in the work that she does with the County of Sonoma in working with other people who are struggling with life at this moment. So we're glad to have you back in the studio with us. You've got some exciting things going on kind of in your extracurricular life. Tell me what your latest project is.
My latest project is my podcast, Reflections with Malika.
How about that? Both of us doing a podcast. You know what? I'm going to have to be on your podcast at some point. Well, yeah, you got to be on mine. I get to be on yours.
Of course. I would love to have you on.
So tell me about what on earth prompted you to want to do a podcast?
God. I got out of Meta Home, and I have, you know, been on my own for a while, and I was working for the county. I'm going to work, coming home, going to church, and I just felt like, I'm like, God, like, I know you didn't save me from the fire to just go to work and come home, like, just to have this normal life. I'm like, I know that. And so I had been praying for a while for him to reveal my purpose. You know, I felt like I wasn't walking in my purpose. You know, I was cool, I was sober, but something felt like it was missing. And then one day I'm driving home from my cousin's house, and he just put this word reflections on my heart. And I didn't know what it was. All night I'm pondering about this. I go to sleep with it on my mind, and then he wakes me up at 3:30 with a whole download of what it was. And it brought me back to Manna Home, where my change started. And it started with allowing God to put a mirror in front of me and to look at myself and start healing from the trauma and everything that I had swept under the rug for 40 years at that point. And he also allowed me to see my reflection of how he saw me. The child of God, the chosen one, the royalty, the daughter of the king, you know. And I started really believing that. And that was the real foundation of my recovery, because it allowed me to heal. You know, I had gotten sober, mm-hmm. but now I needed to heal and the stuff that I had been numbing with the drug. And so through that, that's what he put on my heart. So I just started writing. I hadn't had any equipment. I didn't know never desired to do a podcast. I didn't know what it took. I just started writing everything that he was putting on my heart. And then everything else came, the equipment, everything. And I just started recording, and it has been healing for me. And I have gotten a lot of feedback from people that have listened to the podcast. It is birthed from the ashes of my testimony, mm-hmm. but I also put reflection questions and talk to the women that maybe are going through what I have went through and think they're alone or think mm-hmm. there's no hope. And so it's called Reflections with Malika, and my tagline is where healing meets transformation. And
wow.
So that is my what I'm walking in now, allowing God to use my testimony to help other women walk in freedom and do it with God.
You touched on identity and your identity in Christ. Mm-hmm. How big of a deal is identity, and how big was it for you when you began your journey of healing and recovery?
It was big, because before I even looked in the mirror, I had the volunteers and people praying over me and speaking my identity over me, and I didn't believe them. I just heard it. But then once I started really getting to know God and just surrendering, then I started looking in that mirror and I started seeing that. Once I started healing that baggage, it started moving the blocks, the everything that was blocking that reflection that God had made me to be. You know, this is, and knowing my identity in Christ is what changed how I walk, how I show up in rooms. And it gave me a confidence mm-hmm. in myself, knowing that, you know, the abandonment of my parents mm-hmm. does not define me. The, you know, abuse and toxicity of my relationships do not define me. You know, nothing that the world placed on me defines who I really am. And mm-hmm. it's just a big, knowing your identity in Christ will change your life.
So oftentimes we as a society look at material poverty, and we identify that material poverty, mm. that they lack money, mm. but you recognized that there was a whole lot more than that. And we at Redwood Gospel Mission, when somebody says, how do we see poverty? We always say it is manifest as a broken relationship with God, mm-hmm. a broken relationship with ourselves, mm-hmm. a broken relationship with family and friends, and a broken relationship with all of creation. Yeah. And you were experiencing all of those breaks of relationship, weren't you?
Yeah.
And your healing involved a right relationship with God, a right relationship with yourself, restored relationship yeah. with family and friends, and a new and a right relationship with creation around you.
Yeah. Yeah, it changed how I see the world, period. Yeah. Like, I started looking at, I'd never been a nature person, but I drive and I start seeing the sky and just the beauty of God's creation outside of myself. Because before, I was just inside, you know, just it was about me and, like you said, material things. And I think that it was a blessing that God broke I lost everything.
Yeah.
Material, really, he needed me to really sit with him and him alone and put him back where he belonged, which was the center of my life.
And it's funny because you talked about those volunteers who would pray over you, recognizing your identity. You know, so many of us see you and we have this, we see who you are. We see who you are made in the image of God and this Malika that we all love. And you weren't really loving that Malika,
no.
were you? You had a mistaken identity. So tell me a little bit, again, in the little bit of time that we have left, how does that inform your podcast in general? What have been some of your episodes and where are you going? And when is your next episode going to air? Because we're in May at this time. You're going to be on at what time?
So I do them every 2 weeks. However, my last one, I released April 12th.
Yeah.
And I took a brief pause, so my next one will be in June.
Okay.
And my last one was actually real good. It's called Reflections of Rejection.
Okay.
And it talks a lot about the abandonment of my parents and how that shaped how I looked at myself for many, many years and how I chose relationships. And it just really speaks to, I think, what a lot of women, a lot of people go through with those broken relationships that we didn't cause, that yeah. we were kind of born
right.
into.
Yeah, because you've struggled with broken relationships mm-hmm. and the necessity of healed relationships, yeah. but you can't do that without a reflection on that rejection that took place in your life. I want people to know how to find your podcast.
So you can go to reflectionswithmalika.com and you can hit the link there. It'll take you to Spotify. I'm on Spotify too with Reflections with Malika.
Okay. Reflectionswithmalika.com, easiest way to find you, right?
Yes.
And then for, you know, those folks who find their way to Spotify, but Reflections with Malika.
Yes.
And what a great title, and we want to reflect with you. And we hope that you're happy to be on our title.
I am.
Which is Real Change with Redwood Gospel Missions.
Yes.
And Malika, I am delighted that you've been able to join us on Real Change with Redwood Gospel Missions. And I'm delighted that you all have been able to join us. And we look forward to getting together again next time. And please visit Malika's podcast. So Reflections with Malika. But this Real Change with Redwood Gospel Missions, thank you for being here. God bless you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Real Change with Jeff Gilman of the Redwood Gospel Mission.